Ever walk into a room, maybe like a big meeting, investors everywhere, and you suddenly feel like you need to sound like, Warren Buffett? You got that pressure to drop some serious market wisdom, but you haven't exactly had time to like earn your PhD in finance, right? That's what this whole deep dive is all about, really. We're tackling one of those big, kind of mysterious battles in the stock market. We're talking technicals versus fundamentals.
Yeah, classic battle.
So what's actually moving the market? Is it all these, price patterns and charts? Or are we talking about like a company's real deep down value?
It's the question, isn't it?
It is. And that's what we're going to break down today. So you can walk into that investor meeting, not just sounding informed, but like actually being informed.
Love it. And our source really lays this out. It's like this constant tug of war playing out. You've got these two forces always pulling.
Oh, I love that visual, that tug
Oh.
of war, because it's never just one side winning, is it?
Never. It's this constant interplay. So think of technicals as like looking at the market's behavior purely from the outside. Like imagine company X's stock, suddenly it takes off, shoots up 10% right after it busts through some price ceiling on the charts.
Okay, I'm following.
That right there, that's a technical breakout, live and in action. Now traders see that and they might jump in, hoping to ride that wave.
Makes sense.
But of course, sometimes those signals, they're false alarms, which is why, it's never simple.
Right, of course.
Yee.
So then on the other side of the rope, we've got the fundamentals.
Exactly. And this side, it's about digging into the nitty-gritty. A company's actual worth. Are their earnings strong? Are they blowing everyone else out of the water in their industry?
Like, do they have that special sauce?
Exactly that. But then there's the bigger picture stuff too. Are interest rates going haywire? Is inflation, finally starting to chill out?
Right, because that stuff matters to everyone.
It does. Those macroeconomic forces, they can like shake up the entire game for everybody. And our source makes a brilliant point here. This isn't just for like day traders who are, glued to their screens all day, every day.
Right, it's for the rest of us.
Exactly. This stuff, understanding these forces, it helps anyone, literally anyone, make smarter choices with their investments.
So true. So, can you give an example of how these two forces like actually play out in the real world?
Absolutely. Okay, so let's say a company, right? They release their earnings and the numbers are fantastic, like
Yeah.
way beyond what anyone was expecting.
Okay, so good news.
Right. But at the same time, the overall market takes a nosedive. Maybe some crazy political news drops out of nowhere.
Okay, so external factors.
Totally. So what happens? That right there, that's fundamentals battling it out with technicals in real time. And knowing which force is really winning that tug of war in that moment, that can be the difference between, riding out the dip, holding on tight to your stocks, or maybe, just maybe, hitting pause for a bit.
Fascinating. So how do we learn to actually read the market like this? I loved how our source really emphasized asking, what's driving the market today? Like, it's not about finding the one magic answer. It's about constantly being in this conversation with the market, right?
You got it. It's like, think of it like you're learning a new language. You don't just memorize a phrase book and call it a day, right? You need that constant practice to become fluent.
Definitely.
The author, he highlights this idea of blending your technical analysis, like actually watching those chart patterns, with a deep understanding of what's happening underneath it all, those fundamentals.
Okay, so you got to be doing both at the same time.
You got it. And here's where it gets, even more interesting, more nuanced. We start talking about market sentiment.
Oh, interesting. I've heard that phrase before, but never really understood it.
Yeah, so imagine it like the overall mood of the market. Like, is it optimistic, fearful, or maybe somewhere in between? And here's the thing, both technicals and fundamentals, they kind of feed into this overall mood.
So it's like it becomes its own force, right? The
Yeah.
sentiment.
Absolutely. It can be a really powerful force, too. You see it driving these big market swings sometimes. It's pretty wild.
Wow, this whole dual lens approach, I gotta say, it's really clicking for me. Like, I'm suddenly seeing through the market in this whole new way.
That's the goal.
And that line from the source, how the best traders really listen to what the market is saying. It's not just about memorizing facts, it's about, being able to apply that knowledge.
Exactly. It's active, not passive.
Totally.
Okay, so to really put this into practice, let's get your brain working here. Imagine this. You can only pick one indicator, right? Just one, technical or fundamental. And that's what you have to use to guide your trading for, let's say, the entire day tomorrow.
Oh man. Okay, so just one tool in the toolbox.
Just one. Which would you choose and why?
Ooh, that is a toughie. All right, listeners, we want to hear your strategy. Hit us up on social media. Tell us what your indicator of choice would be. And more importantly, tell us why you chose it. Don't forget to tag us. We want to see your analysis, see what you do with just one indicator. This is going to be good.